I've been working in Canadia for 40 years. I work for Philadelphia Farms. I've got friends, white and black, that I work with now, 30 years, that went through the same kind of project in their neighborhood. People stood up in meetings and they promised them all kind of stuff. But as soon as that project went up, people were left to deal with whatever comes. When these projects don't go good, they're told, deal with it or move. I don't want that to happen to our city. That's a historical district. You can't tell me that traffic is going to be different, that it's not going to make a difference, because all of that's going to make a difference once a building goes up. You can't tell me that, yeah, we're going to open up the 59. They're not going to be in the middle of the night. These folks that live over there, they're going to have to listen to somebody coming through at 12 with their music blasting. You can't tell me that. We have a convenience store right down on the corner. So you're going to have people walking at night. So let's be honest about what's going on here. There could be a lot better suited place for this kind of project. These people have worked hard, maintaining their little houses, their little yards, whatever it is. And I'm a firm believer in the quality of life, not so much about profit. Now, I've seen these things make a difference, but it's one thing I've witnessed. When they go bad, they go really bad.